Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is a big, big day. That's right, Friday, July 1st, and that means NBA free agency. It is underway, and for all of us basketball enthusiasts, I have to tell you what, it's one of the most exciting times of the year, and we have completely got you covered over the next 2 hours with NBA free agency. We will be your guide, and we're going to provide all the X's and O's, all the essentials that you need to know. And there are plenty of storylines that we are keeping our eyes on. Tonight, we're going to open up our show with the CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. He's one of our favorite guests, Adam Grossman, who is the leading expert in sports sponsorship and analytics and is a lecturer with Northwestern University. Welcome back, Adam.
Great to be here.
Adam, we invited you on tonight to highlight a number of topics, but first, let's open up with some NBA, because the New York Knicks, they acquired Chicago Bulls point guard Derrick Rose as part of a multiplayer trade. And the Knicks organization, they're very optimistic. I mean, they believe Rose can help develop a backcourt and complement the talents of All-Star in Carmelo Anthony. You know, but some say that the Rose brand, it's going to take a hit when in New York. What is your belief?
Yeah, I think this is a really good question. And, you know, I'm also interested in the free agency, so I'll be excited to listen to the rest of your show after this.
But thank you.
The main thing with Derrick Rose is that we talk about this in a little bit in our book called The Sports Strategist, Developing Leaders for a High-Performance Industry, and the fact that narrative in sports is driven by conflict, and it's driven by setting and characters. And that's just not in sports. It's in all walks of life when you're talking about stories. And the story with Derrick Rose in Chicago is, you know, the local boy comes back, makes good, gets injured, and has this conflict with both the team and the local media for a long period of time. The trade to, you know, that kind of conflict drives a lot of interest from fans. It drives a lot of interest from the media, and also helps, even to a certain degree, with the sponsors because of the level of engagement that fans and media have with that storyline. The idea of him being traded to the Knicks kind of diffuses the conflict out of the situation, because no longer are people wondering if he's going to leave Chicago after free agency. No wonder are they going to think about what the relationship is between Derrick Rose and the organization. And he's no longer the hometown hero. He's going to the media capital of the world, where there are, you know, New York has a ton of different stars. And even on the team with Carmelo Anthony and now Kristaps Porzingis, you know, there's already a lot of star power in that organization. So I do think that the brand, his brand, and will take a hit, although he's still definitely going to be a marquee player and somebody who, you know, who can attract attention. It's just not going to be the level of attention and engagement that he would have in Chicago. And we were talking about larger with free agency. That's something that players do and will consider, and their agents will consider, is, you know, moving from a team, what is that impact on my brand? What is that impact on my narrative? Am I going to be able to monetize as much off the court as I can if I go to a certain team? Or what is the storyline going to be that's going to maximize my ability to generate the endorsement deals that a lot of these athletes are looking for?
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see if Derrick Rose, if he will have the same appeal, he'll have the same star power. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I thought what was interesting, too, is that the trade, you know, it wasn't based solely on Rose's on-court performance. And your company, Block 6 Analytics, you guys created a new metric called RAR, Revenue Above Replacement. What does this determine? Name recognition is everything, right?
Yeah, well, name recognition can help, and I think that's what we're talking about before in terms of driving engagement from fans and sponsors, and that's what our model looks at. So some of your listeners might be familiar with the term wins above replacement that comes from baseball, which basically says, how does a player compare to the replacement level player? So essentially in baseball, a replacement level player is a triple A player. It's the fact that you can get a triple A player at any time during the year and plug him into your lineup. What we're looking at is from a business perspective. How valuable is a player compared to a replacement level player? And a replacement level player can be different in different sports, but it's functionally the same as like a triple A level player. What differentiates our model is we look, like you were talking about before, at off the court characteristics. So we look at how much does winning impact revenue, but we also look at how does a player's individual performance off the court or off the field or off the ice, how does that drive interest and engagement in terms of ticket sales, media coverage, sponsorship endorsements? How does their, you know, social media profile, their jersey sales, their ability to connect and engage with different audience types, how does that drive economic value to organizations? And in particular, what we're looking at is that players should not be evaluated solely on their on-court contributions. They should be valued, if sports organizations are businesses, which they are in fact businesses, they should be looking at how a player can completely impact all of their revenue streams, and that's what this model examines.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Adam Grossman with Block 6 Analytics. He is the CEO and the founder tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. As always, we are interactive. Would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. And of course, this interview is brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive. Call or click today and find out what you can save. And so you're talking about, I mean, it's more than what happens on the court. But I am curious. I mean, you're there in Chicago. You had an opportunity throughout the years to watch Derrick Rose and the Knicks have rolled the dice on him. He is a three-time All-Star. In 2011, became the youngest player in NBA history to win the league MVP. So, I mean, just give us your opinion. I mean, what kind of impact do you think he will have with the Knicks in the Eastern Conference? I mean, you think he's going to get back to that All-Star level?
Yeah, I think it's possible that he could get to that All-Star level, although I think it's probably unlikely. You know, one of the things we teach in the class at Northwestern is, you know, what's really changed in basketball, and what's really changed in basketball, and, you know, even with the Golden State Warriors losing in the championship, that, you know, the Golden State Warriors obviously had the most successful NBA season of all time. And even last year, they won 66 games, which was one of the top 10 seasons in NBA history. And what they've done is essentially remove inefficient shots, which are essentially in basketball, you either want to shoot as close to the basket as possible, you want to shoot three-pointers, or you want to shoot foul shots. You know, Derrick Rose can open up the space for Carmelo Anthony and for Kristaps Porzingis to do what they do best, then I think it's a steal for the Knicks. If he reverts the form, the form he has been in, and he, you know, can, you know, he still has to deal with all his injury issues, and he can't come back from the injury issues, and he's not able to play, then obviously that's going to be a problem. And since he's had his injury issues, he's only played in 39% of the games that he's been eligible or could have played in. So I do think for the Knicks, there is a tremendous upside to bringing in Derrick Rose if he can really open up the court for himself, but also for Carmelo Anthony and Kristaps Porzingis.
How much do you think the injuries has affected his brand in terms of his perception and his value?
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a performance element when it comes to your brand. You know, a lot of these brands are trying to leverage the excellence of a player and say, this player is excellent. He is excellent in part because he uses our product, you know, especially when you're talking about basketball players, the shoes or apparel product. The idea that he is no longer able to perform at that same level definitely can hurt. But I do think it's also some of the choices that he's made off the court that have both helped and hurt. You know, we talked about before, it's helped to drive conflict because driving conflict drives engagement and drives passion and drives narrative. Drives the narrative in ways that did attract a lot of attention. So I do think that some of that can be really good. But on the flip side, obviously, if you're a brand and he's having some negative things happen to him off the court, even outside of his injuries or outside of the comments that he's made, that can really hurt your brand, hurt your image, hurt what the company is trying to do. And then the company really has to evaluate from there what's going to be happening.
The CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics, hey, Adam Grossman, is back with us tonight, kicking off our program at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're zeroing in on Derrick Rose, his value, because, of course, he's moving to New York, a bigger market, and one would think that he would have the opportunity to capture even a bigger audience. Let me ask you this. How much do you think the Bulls are going to miss Derrick Rose?
By keeping Jimmy Butler, there's definitely going to be, you know, could they be as good as they were predicted to be, you know, in the past couple seasons or even when Derrick Rose was competing as height? It is probably unlikely, but they are doing some interesting things to put, you know, the infrastructure in place to be successful in the future. And I think a good example of what the Bulls are probably going to do is what happened with the Chicago Cubs. You know, the Chicago Cubs spent a lot of time rebuilding their farm system, rebuilding, finding, you know, star players in the draft, hiring Joe Maddon. The idea is that they put infrastructure in place so that they could be successful and now are arguably the best team in baseball. I think the Bulls, you know, part of the trade of Derrick Rose and potentially, you know, losing Paul Gasol and Joakim Noah is to put that infrastructure in place. So while they might take a short-term hit, that the long-term infrastructure will be in place for them to be successful in the future. And they only have to look, you know, up the road at Wrigley Field to see how the Cubs were able to institute a similar pass forward in order for the team to be successful.
The conversation continues with leading expert in sports sponsorships and analytics. That's the CEO and founder of Block 6 Analytics. After this quick timeout, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show in hour number one.